Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Hager, and here is the news on Sunday the 5th of June 2022. This week there are new language pages about Takhti, a Western Rajasthani language spoken in southern Pakistan and northeastern India, Penobscot, an eastern Abenaki language spoken in Penobscot County in Maine in the USA, and Moose Cree, a central Algonquian language spoken on Moose Factory Island in Ontario in Canada. There are new numbers pages in Penobscot and Moose Cree, which we've already mentioned, and in Kuchi, an Indo-Aryan language spoken in Gujarat in India and Sindh in Pakistan. There's a new constructed script called Pangul, which is an alternative way to write Esperanto and French, devised by Paolo Mongo, and inspired by the Korean Hangul alphabet. There's an Omniglot blog post called Pepper and Salt, which is about words that usually or always go together in a particular order, also known to linguists as binomials, such as salt and pepper in English, which is usually pepper and zout or pepper and salt in Dutch. There's also a post about words for moose in Cree languages, and the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Tätli ahtan tjauan säämme tjaukalti projektist kohte tuejat raasti jannam raida tjauraji rabiel pukviid säämme tjau.
Here's a clue. This language is spoken in the far north. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Khurchin Mongolian, a variety of Mongolian spoken in the Xinjiang League in the east of the Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region in the north of China. It sounds a bit like this.
Бинэг битгий хорчин жүдийн одоогчлэлийг хэдэд жилэл гэж эргогоорэй гэсэн энэ жол бичээ.
There are new Celtic idea posts this week about tin and metal and related things in Celtic languages. In the adventure in etymology this week, we are looking into the origins of the word circus, because the circus is currently in town in Bangor, and I will be going to see it this week. It's the No Fit State Circus, which is based in Cardiff. I've seen them before, and they're very good, so I'm looking forward to it. And finally, here's a little song called Faldirel that I wrote yesterday in Welsh and English. It's based on the Welsh word canu, which means to sing and can mean various other things.
My rather and canu and a coit, Faldirel, dee-ro, the birds are singing in the woods, Faldirel, dee-ro. Mae'r tegell yn canu yn y gegin fawr i'r awd i'r wyr i'r o. The kettle is singing in the kitchen fawr i'r awd i'r o. Dan ni'n canu am ein bywyd fawr i'r awd i'r wyr i'r o. We're singing for our supper fawr i'r awd i'r o. Dan ni'n canu gan lawenydd fawr i'r awd i'r wyr i'r o. We're singing for joy, Faldirel-dee-roo. Mae'r cath yn cynnu grwnd i draw, Faldirel-dee-roo-dee-roo. The cat is purring over there, Faldirel-dee-roo. A'r wen o'i sangen cynnu'n iach, Faldirel-dee-roo-dee-roo. And now we must take a leave, Faldirel-dee-roo.
When I wrote this, I thought that the Faldirel parts were complete nonsense, but I just found out that the word Faldirel, also Falderol or Falderol, it has various spellings, does exist in English and means a nonsense refrain in old songs, foolish nonsense, or a showy but worthless trifle. The words Faldirel and Faldirel also exist in Welsh. They were borrowed from English and mean basically the same thing. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at Omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot Fan Club on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.